Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to the RPG Academy presents Dragonlance, Shadow of the Dragon Queen. I am your host and GM for the game. I am Chris Berlew. Joining me as our four adventurers, go through and kind of introduce yourselves. So, Clay, who are you playing tonight?
I'm playing Alaric Calborn, the human fighter, Knight of Slum.
Yep, I'm sorry, say his name again.
Alaric Calborn.
Alaric, all right. One of us will get it right tonight. Dave, it's good to see you, Dave.
I'm Dave. I am playing the Dwarven Ranger, Goran Greeneye.
Goran, got it. And RJ, who are you playing tonight?
Hello, I am playing Haladrin Nemric, nice. The wonderful rogue of the party.
Perfect. And last but not least, Skip.
Hey, I'm Skip. I will be playing, as always, Dutch, the Cleric of Kiri Joleth.
Excellent. And when we last left off, you guys had just gone through the Blue Phoenix Shrine with a couple of sea elves. You guys had gone through there and used Dutch's faith to get you through everything. And found out that the Blue Phoenix Shrine is really just a religious holy place to the Sea Lord, as the Sea Elves called him. After that, you were given the Sea Lord's Blessing, which, just remember, gives you guys advantage all your wisdom survival checks to notice the floods happening in the area. And you get to ignore difficult terrain when you move through the Northern Wastes. So it's kind of nice because you guys are actually going to be able to move a little quicker. You guys were asked by the Sea Elves to help free the rest of their group. They talked about them being imprisoned up at the Camp Carrion Clay, and they gave you some rough directions on how to get up there. And you guys got a couple blue pearls. So you got 750 gold pieces worth of blue pearls. You guys are heading up following the dragon army when you guys had ran into Dalimar. Back with the other elves, Dalimar had mentioned the Blue Shrine, the Sunward Fortress, and he told you he would meet you at Wakenreth. And he said if you guys can kind of scout those areas out, he'll scout some of the other areas out with the elves, and you guys could share information when you get back.
So we're headed to the fortress?
Yes, the Sunward Fortress.
Ah, it's...
Yes, correct.
That way, then?
Somebody roll me a d10.
We got a 9.
The water level as you're traveling is low. You don't have to worry about getting flooded out this time.
Excellent.
You guys travel a couple days up to where the Sunward Fortress is. And one thing I'm going to change in here, the module shows hexes, and you're supposed to travel 2 hexes a day. And you're supposed to roll for random encounters once per day, but most of them, to me, just slow the story down. So we're going to skip through them because they don't give you any cool treasure.
And we appreciate you for that, because that's what real heroes do.
If it gave you some cool treasure, I'd think about it. So you guys managed to avoid the floods on your trip up to the Sunward Fortress. As you guys approach the area, you see, amid the natural stone formations of the Northern Waste, you see a broken 100-foot spire lies half-buried. The massive spire's base and top pinnacle would be easy to miss if it were not for the excavation sites and abandoned tents surrounding them. You see all around the spire a dozen ragged canvas tents, all with red and black colors.
Looks like they may be left in a hurry.
How close are we to them?
Got with just within sight, unless you want to just walk up.
Okay.
It's totally up to you.
Oh, that's fine. Looking at the spire, does it look like it has recently fallen, or is this...
No, this has been fallen for quite a while. It looks, said if they hadn't been excavating it, you probably wouldn't see it. I picture they've been kind of digging and clawing and chipping away pieces of the mountain to get to it. What would you like to do?
All right. Well,
any signs of other movement?
Currently, you don't see any movement other than the flapping of the tents.
So either they found what they wanted and moved on, or they found something else that ended them, therefore leaving all the tents and stuff behind.
Right.
And moved on.
Yeah.
Per se.
Right. Retreated, yeah. Haldren, you want to go make a... You want to scout ahead?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. I'm going to go with you, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
All right.
Roll your stealth check, I'm assuming.
I rolled a 18.
Okay.
And I have a 22.
Okay. You both quietly move up into the tents. Currently, they seem to be abandoned.
Looking at, are there any tracks, footprints?
What is your passive wisdom? Well, I'm sorry, your passive survival score.
Passive survival would be...
16 or higher?
Yes.
Perfect. You notice two types of clawed footprints amid the camp. You notice some that you see look very much like the draconian footprints you've seen before.
Okay.
And the larger footprints you've never seen before.
Right. I was going to ask, are they just slightly larger, or are they much larger than the draconians?
I mean, they're pretty big.
Okay.
Twice the size, roughly.
Twice the size, okay.
Twice the width, twice the length.
Does it look like they are bipedal walking, or does it look like there's 4 feet?
2 feet.
2 feet, okay.
Can I take a look inside of the tents and look? I'm looking around for signs of bags and things that would not usually be left behind, and try and determine if these were abandoned and in a hurry.
Roll a d6.
I rolled a 5.
The first tent you open up looks like there is a suit of leather armor laying on a cot bearing the Dragon Queen symbol.
Okay.
For the tracks, does it look like they all were chaotic and then come together like they're moving one direction?
They seem to be going in all different directions.
All different directions, okay. On the way into the camp, did it look like there were footprints leading in one direction but not coming back? Are you looking for where they may have ran or left, what direction they may have left from?
Not that you can see.
Okay.
Does Hal want to keep searching tents?
I would like to walk over towards the tower. Goren, they might be coming back. We should probably hurry up. It doesn't look like these... There are things in here worth coming back for, I believe.
Okay. Do you still want to go over towards the spire?
Absolutely.
Okay. I will accompany you.
As we walk past another tent, I'll kind of poke in there to see if there's anything else in it.
Roll a d6. And re-roll a 5 if you get it.
I rolled another 5.
Don't roll that one.
Oh, all right. 4.
In this tent, just as you open it, seems to be an overturned wheelbarrow.
An overturned wheelbarrow?
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything in it?
Dirt.
Okay.
Does it look like they were piling the dirt in one specific place?
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
This is very odd.
All right, what would you guys like to do now?
Walk over to the tower.
Okay.
Sneakily, stealthily.
Stealthfully. With scissors running.
Roll it.
That's more like my roll.
24.
So that would be a 6 with a natural 1.
All right. Hal, you're doing a great job being quiet.
I'm sorry. 8 with a natural 1. Doesn't matter.
Gorn pulls out his nice axe he has and seems to be dragging it along the ground for some strange reason.
Gorn.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Shh.
Pick up the axe.
And we continue.
About how long have they been gone?
Probably 10 minutes, maybe 15.
Okay. Alaric, you want to head down and join them? Since if there was something bad, it would have already hopped up by now, I think.
Sure. Let's go. Are we trying to sneak?
Okay. No. Not you and I.
All right. We'll say you guys just all meet up in front of the spire. It definitely looks like toppled ruins. Several of them are crumbled and half-buried floors.
This place seems abandoned in a hurry, or they are coming back. But there's nobody here, so they're probably not coming back.
Does it look like there may have been an area where somebody who was captured, maybe penned up or held up or bound or...
Not that you can see here.
Okay. So as we approach the spire, does it look like there are any openings to the spire?
There is.
There is.
You notice a ramp of packed clay descends from the surface of the ground up through a gap in an ancient stone wall.
Does it look like that ramp has newly been made?
Fairly newly.
Fairly new. Okay.
Alaric, you should go first.
Are there any of the bigger footprints going up and or down the ramp?
Yep. They're all over.
They're all over. Okay.
I mean, I'll go.
Okay. Good man.
You go up the ramp. It emerges into a chamber thick with dust and old-smelling air. Atop a dais in the north stands an altar carved with candle sconces. There's a shallow basin and stylized flames on the altar. To the south of this room, a spiral stairwell descends. And on the east side of the room, an archway leads to another chamber. And you guys came in through the west side of the room.
Looking at the walls, anything odd about the walls? Or not? Maybe not odd, but any writings, any pictures?
Make history.
13.
There is a symbol that looks kind of like a sun. With some flames coming out. It's itching in the back of your head. It looks familiar, but you just can't put your finger on it.
Okay. I'm going to call Dutch over. Do you recognize this?
On my history check, I rolled a 20. Dirty 20.
Yep. This is a holy symbol for the god... Say this right. Sirion, who is known as the neutral god of creativity and not nature, but a little bit of chaos. He likes to create things.
Okay. Yeah, so I try and explain that to Goran. This looks like it's... dedicated to Sorin. He's a neutral creationist type.
Sirion. That's how it's pronounced.
Sirion.
Yep.
All right. Well, I say we check out this other room before we go down underground again.
Check the east room.
Yeah.
Did we enter through a doorway, or was it just open to the air?
That was the hole in the wall.
Hole in the wall, okay.
Yep. You go into the room to the east. Battered bed frames and straw mattresses clutter this room, interspersed with fragments of ragged clothing.
No, normal average size bed frames or?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ragged clothing, does it look like it was matches the same clothing as the aquatic elves or the sea elves? Or does it look like it could be something we've seen on the draconic?
It looks much more like what you would have seen with the sea elves.
Hmm. Can I just, like, do a quick search around and see if I can find anything that might be hidden?
Sure. You spend about 5 minutes kind of searching around. You find two sets of handcuffs and a blue pearl worth about 150 gold pieces hidden in a small spot in one of the walls. I figured you'd write the handcuffs down. Goren, don't forget to write the pearl down.
I got the pearl.
Oh.
This just seems to be the bedchamber for the priests.
Yeah, this is probably where they held them.
No other rooms?
Not up here.
Let's go check out down.
All right, on the way by, I want to go check out the altar.
Okay. On the altar, you see a couple of candled sconces. There's a small, shallow bowl there that's very stylized with flames in it.
Okay. We'll come back and then light the sconces. Are there candles in the sconces?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Do we want to light the candles now or later?
Hey, Dutch, aren't you supposed to, like, say something?
Not here.
No? Okay.
No, Sarayan is not anything anyone that Kiri Javolith would be heavily involved with. So, and as far as the Sea Elves went, where we were with them the other day, Habakkuk would be the one that they would be interested in, not this. So. I could make guesses as to what's going on for this, but I don't know that it would be worthwhile. I think we're better off just kind of leaving this alone and heading downstairs.
Good idea.
Down we go.
After you, Alaric.
Not sure this is how it's supposed to work, but sure.
How is this supposed to work?
The stairs descend into a space surrounded by a series of halls and cramped rooms. A thick, rotten smell permeates the air. Digging equipment and crates have been crammed into every corner and alcove.
What's our light level?
I'll toss up my trip.
Cantrip light.
Got it.
Bink. Here, I'll light this half of the room, you light that half of the room. How's that?
Sure, I'll go light the back up.
Alright. As soon as you get down here, on the east side, you see a door that looks intact. All the other rooms look like the doors have been knocked down. Crates have been stashed in every little corner. There's digging equipment.
Do the doors look old and smashed or newly smashed?
Old and rotten.
Old and rotten, okay.
Except for the one door.
All right. Try the handle?
Go ahead.
On that door?
Yeah.
It seems to be locked.
I'll check to see if it's trapped at all before I do anything.
Roll it.
Okay. What am I rolling? Investigation?
Yep. Sounds good to me.
Ooh! Good. That is a plus 8. That's a 27.
Okay. It's not trapped.
All right. Let's roll a thieves tool check, then. Try and open it.
Roll it.
All right. 19.
You unlock it.
Click. And I open the door.
It is barricaded from the other side.
Trap. Knock.
You knock. You hear some shuffling behind the door. And then it gets quiet.
Hello? We're not with the Dragon Army jerks. Mean you no harm? Hello?
After a few minutes, you hear, how do I know you're not with them?
I guess you don't. But if we were with the Red Dragon Army, we'd probably just chop the door down and smoke you out with fire.
We're friends with Isburn Stargazer.
Shh, keep quiet. They'll come back. How do you know him?
We were at the Blue Phoenix Shrine with him. Are you Priest Urkel?
Shh. You hear some movement behind the door, and you can hear some things being dragged away from the door. Alaric, Goron, what are you guys doing?
I'm going to watch out behind us.
Perfect. What is your passive perception?
16 right now.
Excellent. Yeah. Alaric, is yours lower?
Much lower than that.
All right. what are you doing right now?
If I hear them and they're moving, I was just trying to be ready for whatever's going to happen, because I don't know if it's going to be good.
So, Goron, as you hear them having this conversation and you hear things start to slide away from the door, from the corner, the opposite side of the room, you start to see these taller than Alaric creatures are moving towards you slowly. And once they hit the edge of your light, these things look like some of those draconians you've seen before with bright red skin. These look like they're very bloated, and they look like they have wide, almost frog-like mouths. And they move forward. One in the front, you see, it's licks its lips, holds his hands out, and their claws are shining in your light.
We've got company, and my first instinct is to grab my bow.
Okay.
And then I drop my bow, and I pull out the axe with this weird look on my face.
Sounds like we're going into initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Roll it.
Fun.
Did you say it won?
Well, that's what I rolled, but I still get a plus 3, so I'm last. So.
All right. Goron, what'd you get?
Got an 8.
Just trying to get that out of the way before I start attacking.
Dutch, what'd you get?
Hopefully.
5.
Whew. Hal?
19. At least one of us gets to go early.
Yep. So, Hal, you heard Goron say we've got company. You hear things being moved from behind the door. What would you like to do?
I will shout, "Don't come out yet! It's not safe!" Draw my bow and shoot.
Okay. There are 4 of them.
I will shoot at the one closest.
Okay. Let's say that's number 1.
Does a 16 hit?
Yes.
All right. That will be 10 piercing damage.
Okay.
I'm going to pat Alaric on the shoulder with my bonus action and say, "You got this." Give him bonus action help action.
Okay.
And then I'm going to back up to the back of the group.
Okay. Take a step back. All right. One of them comes forward, moving rather quickly. So I feel like it's really either Alaric or probably Goron. We're in the back. So it's one of you two. Goron. comes forward and he's going to swing two claws at you. I got a 14 and an 18.
18 hits.
Perfect. Should take 3 piercing damage.
Do we still have the 5 temporary hit points, or do those go away?
I would assume those have gone away. So you're also going to take 9 poison damage. And you must roll a DC 12 constitution save.
I am resistant to poison.
Okay.
So that means that I get to roll with advantage?
Correct.
Well, this is not a poison. You are rolling to overcome a disease.
Okay.
You just take half damage from the poison, I think. Maybe.
Look it up after you roll your constitution save.
All right. That would be a 16.
Okay. Perfect. Next one comes forward. Alaric, he likes you.
Hold on. What was that damage?
You had 3 slashing and 9 poison. Alaric, next one's coming up for you.
Mm-hmm.
A 19 and, well, a 7.
19 hits.
4 slashing and 4 poison. And the last one's coming forward. Who's he going after? He's going to go after you, Dutch.
Do I have to roll?
Oh, I'm sorry. DC 12, constitution save. Yep.
I made it. Dirty 20.
Perfect. Next one's going after you, Dutch. Woohoo, a 17 and a 14.
And 17 hits.
2 slashing damage, 6 poison, and make a DC 12 constitution save.
It's a 14.
Gorin, your turn.
All right.
One on you.
I will make my cursed save first. DC 15.
Okay.
So I do not go berserk.
All right.
And I got a 13.
That misses. All right.
No. So I failed my save for controlling my my axe.
Okay.
So what this means is that I go berserk, okay, and I attack the nearest thing, the closest thing to me, within 60 feet. That's the thing.
That's the bloated draconian in front of you.
First attack. 25.
That hits.
Do you want the damage, or want me to roll my next attack?
Roll your damage.
And it has not been hit yet.
Correct.
For a whopping 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Second attack. 14.
Just missed.
Okay.
And you only have to make 1 saving throw with the axe.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
And since I failed it, for this, I'm guessing for this combat, I am berserk.
All right. Dutch, your turn.
I will attempt to cast Spirit Guardians.
Okay. Now you have one attacking you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does he get opportunity attack with that spell, or how does that one work?
It's a one action spell, so.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. We cast the Spirit Guardians. Call forth the spirits protect me, and they, 3 of these guys. So, there any enemies within? Let's see here. Any enemies that are within 15 feet of me take 3d8 points of damage. They've got to make a wisdom saving throw. On the failed save, they take the 3d8.
Okay. What's their target number?
Target number is DC 15.
Okay. First one made it. Second one did not. So roll your damage.
Okay.
And the third one made it. So the one on you, Alaric, is about to take some damage.
The one takes 12 points of damage. And you said the second one as well?
I rolled a 19 and a 20 on the dice for saving throws.
And the second one takes 18 points. Their movement is halved for the duration while they're within the area. And as long as they're within 15 feet of me, they're going to have to make that save every turn.
All right, Alaric, believe it or not, you rolled higher than the last one. Because he rolled a 1 on his initiative as well.
Chris, I need to amend that. The one that made his save takes half of 3d8. So he would take 6 points of damage.
Well, they all still took some damage. Alaric.
I'm going to attack. I got the help action, so advantage. Okay.
Yes.
Pretty sure I hit 27.
Just hits.
I'm just saying. 17 damage.
Okay.
Ooh.
Second attack.
If you've got one.
I do.
He's still alive, if that's what you were asking.
Yeah. 17 to hit.
That hits.
14 damage.
That is enough. You want to describe how this one ends?
Just a straight slice across the chest of the bloated creature so it can explode on me.
Okay.
Because I'm sure that's what it's going to do. Seems to be my luck in this game so far.
All right. You slice him and he falls down.
Oh, no explosions.
The last one to go. Who is he going after? That does make sense. He's going after you, Alaric. Because you just killed his buddy. I'm going to say a 10 and an 11 probably miss.
Miss.
Did he move into the area? So he would be affected by the Spirit Guardians then.
Okay. What's his damage?
Well, he needs to make a DC 15 save.
I failed.
And he takes 16 points of damage.
Back to the top. Hal.
I will shoot the man in front of Alaric.
Okay. Do your worst.
21.
That hits.
And because Alaric is standing there, my sneak attack goes off.
Okay.
16 piercing damage. And then I will give the help act, bonus action help action once again to Alaric.
Okay. That was enough to take that one out.
Oh.
Would you like to describe how your arrow ends his existence?
I pull it back, it shoots, kind of spins, you can see the shaft kind of bend mid-flight, and he opens up his mouth to try and bite Alaric, and it just kind of it comes out the back of his throat.
Okay.
It's pretty brutal.
Sounds like it.
And that is my turn.
All right. The one that is on Gorin. He's going to slash out with 2 more claws. 16 hit.
Just. Because I do not have my shield up.
Perfect. And a 7 misses. Wow. 3 slashing. A whopping 3 poison. Make that DC 12 constitution save.
Seventeen.
The one that's on you, Dutch. It's his turn to attack. Wow. Well, that 7 and 20 something will hit. 4 slashing, 3 poison, and make that DC 12 constitution save.
That's a 18.
And I rolled a 16 on his saving throw. So he's going to take half damage. What's his damage going to be?
Well, it'll be on my turn.
Oh, on your turn.
Yep. Because right. He already took it once this round. So.
Perfect. Goran.
All right.
There's one still on you.
Now that he's been injured, I'm going to use Colossus Slayer.
Okay.
Roll the 1.
Roll that percentile.
All right. We're looking at 33.
Okay. Nothing too crazy other than you miss and throw yourself off balance and you lose your second attack.
All right.
Dutch.
Okay, so it's now on my turn, so...
What's his...
Come on.
You took damage, right?
Yes.
So you have to make a constitution check equal to the damage taken.
So that was 7 points of damage. What does my warcaster do for me on that?
I think it just allows you, if they run away instead of a melee attack of opportunity, you can cast a spell.
You can also cast a spell within 5 feet of somebody.
Inside a melee range, yeah.
Oh,
right.
There you go. So no attack of opportunity.
Yep. So okay, so...
I mean, a 7 shouldn't be hard.
What saving throw is this?
Concentration
check.
I think 10's the minimum for...
And that's a wisdom one, correct? So that would be a 15.
Okay. So what's his damage?
This one takes 17 points of damage.
Okay. Is that half?
No.
Okay. And it says a concentration check is a constitution saving throw, where the DC is equal to 10 or half the damage you take, whichever is greater. So 10, but we're good for now. So.
Okay.
All right, I got the damage.
Right.
You managed to maintain the spell. And what would you like to do for your action this turn?
Well, the other one that is still within the range would also take damage at the same time.
Okay, so. I got it.
So that would be 16 points to hit that one. If he...
He failed. I got it.
Okay. And then I will take a swing at this one with my mace.
All right.
That's a natural 20. Woo! So 24 to hit.
Perfect. You hit.
For a whole whopping 7 points of damage.
Did you roll bad on your dice?
Yes, I did. The fact that I don't have much of a strength modifier.
Fair enough. Alaric. There's 2 of these sort of draconian-looking things here. Both have been beat up. 1 on Dutch, 1 on Goran. And for the moment, nothing on you.
Go after the 1 on Dutch. Hal gave me the help again, right?
Correct.
14.
Missed.
Actually, I literally rolled 2 of the exact same numbers. That was pathetic. Second attack.
Makes the math easy. Okay.
Even lower. I missed.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Well, luckily the one that rolled worse than you did on initiative is already dead. So, back up to Hal.
I will shoot at the guy in front of Goran.
Okay.
14.
Missed.
Miss. I will bonus action help Alaric once again.
Okay.
Just swing. Swing the sword. Just hit him.
Doing the first part.
Goran, the one that's on you.
All right.
Rolled a 2 on one die and a 13 on the other. So 18. Does an 18 hit?
18 hit, okay. Yes. Right now it does.
6 poison, 4 slashing, and make that DC 12 constitution save.
That would be a no.
Perfect. Just write down that you have failed the constitution save. The one on Dutch. Oh, hold on. There's 2 of you now. Because you moved over, right, Alaric?
I did.
He likes you now, Alaric. 18 hit.
Yep.
Just one hit. 6 poison and a whole 3 slashing, or piercing, I should say. And now you get to make that DC 12 constitution save.
25.
Yep, that's a little over 12.
Just not on my attack rolls, apparently.
Right. Goran. There's one still on you.
All right. First attack. 28.
That hits.
18 points of damage.
That's enough to take him out.
All right. Who is closer? The other dragon?
So let's see.
Okay.
Hold on. That would be 3 people. First, roll a... Let's go with a... Wisdom saving throw.
Okay. That'd be a 16.
Okay. You are angry, but you understand who's friend or foe.
Okay. So I'm going to step to the foe.
Okay.
And swing again.
Why are you hitting me? Stop it. No.
That's a 15. Sorry, a 25.
That'll...
For 11 points of damage.
Okay. It doesn't look very happy. All right, Dutch.
Okay. So he has to make the DC 15.
I roll a 19 on the die.
Okay, so half the damage is 9 points.
He's still dripping some saliva off one of his fangs.
All right, and I'll swing with the mace. And that's an 11. Nope, I miss.
Just a miss. Alaric, it's right there. Drooling off a tooth.
21 hits, I believe.
Yes, it does.
14. Damage.
That's enough.
Just stab it straight through.
Falls down dead. And you guys see these, they do look similar to some of those draconians you fought before. These just look bloated. And their skin's a brighter red color.
These ones didn't explode, spew things, or melt. Because I believe those are the 3 we've seen so far.
Right.
And now venomous.
Yep.
Do any of you believe that you are poisoned?
Oh,
there we go.
Real quick.
Go on. Say.
Make a wisdom saving throw first.
That would be a 14.
All right. Close enough. You recognize who's friend and foe and that foes are gone. So you come out of your frothing anger. And you're not quite sure what these things are.
Dang, Goran. You're really mad at these guys.
A little more upset than I've seen.
Gorn is just out of breath, looking at the battle axe, speechless, kind of looking very questionable of what's going on. You notice he looks at his bow that he had dropped and just looks a little worried.
Because I had to fight off the poison at the one hit, I am going to cast Detect Poison and Disease.
Okay.
So, for the next 10 minutes, it can detect the presence of poison, poisonous creatures, and diseases within 30 feet of me. I can also identify the kinds of each.
Okay. Gorn has some sort of disease that's running through his system.
Okay.
And you've never seen this before.
The infamous D&D answer. You've never seen this before.
Seen it before, right.
Neither has Kryn, so...
Oh.
Okay. Goran, you seem to have been affected by them with some form of disease. I am going to attempt to cast Lesser Restoration to remove it from you.
Okay. He drops to the in a kneeling position and puts the axe on the ground.
With that, cast it, and it removes the condition afflicting it. Mm-hmm. If the DM rules that the Lesser Restoration is strong enough to deal it, and you're clean.
All right.
As far as you know.
Well, I still have the detect poison up and running for the next 9 minutes, so...
Seems to be gone.
As far as I can tell, you don't have anything anymore.
Yep.
Thank you. Are you okay?
Me?
Yeah, I'm just a little nicked up. Anybody else?
Oh, I'm fine.
Alaric?
Thanks for asking, though.
We should check on those people?
Yeah, I think they're sea elves, but yes.
We'll go see how they're doing.
I see what you did there.
The door's still shut.
Knock, knock, knock.
Are they gone?
The four that were out here are.
The door slowly opens, and you do see a sea elf there. And as soon as he opens the door, Dutch, you get the sense of some disease coming from within the room.
Okay. So I will try and concentrate on it and identify it.
Feels as though it's very similar to what Goran just had. And it seems to be coming from, you kind of look past the elf. Looks like there's a human laying on the floor in there.
The person that's with you there, was he injured by one of those creatures?
Yeah.
Has he shown any sign of sickness?
He's been sick for a few days.
I am a priest of Kiri Joleth. I am going to try and assist him.
He's looking at everybody. He sees Hal rolling his eyes.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then the elf just steps back. I did everything I could.
Let's see what Kiri Joleth can do for him. I will again cast Lesser Restoration on him, on the injured person.
It removes the disease.
I look at the elf. Have you been injured?
No. I'm fine.
Is it just the two of you?
Yes, this is my friend, Roan. He's a hunter from Heart's Hollow. It's to the north of here. We were captured and brought here and forced to help uncover whatever was here. Eventually they dug up some sort of large glowing stone. And then these creatures came up and started attacking.
And what was your name again?
Urkel.
You are Urkel. Oh, okay, good.
Yes. We were sent here to find you, like we were saying through the door.
Thank you. I do wish to get back to my people and our home. This is not a nice place.
No.
So the creatures that came up, were they, and then I described the red bloated dragonborn.
No, they were bigger. Bigger claws, and there was another one of those lizard-like men. He was trying to figure out how to use the magic of some stone.
That's a stone they dug up?
Yeah, he wanted to make people into whatever he is.
Oh.
But all it did was cause more of those monsters to appear.
Where's the stone now?
I don't know. Roan and I just hid in here. Then he got sick. And he's been getting sick more and more. Until now.
when we met with Isburn, we had agreed on where we would meet them. So let's try and get you and Roan back with your people.
That would be nice. I would like that, but I think you should try to stop. Look, the leader, the one that was trying to change them, he called himself Veruza, and he spoke in our tongue, the tongue we're speaking now.
He spoke in the common tongue?
Yeah.
Wonder who taught him that.